Small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs in the Caribbean region, are to benefit from a technical cooperation project that will enable them to generate wealth from their intellectual entrepreneurial assets. Dubbed Regional Entrepreneurial Asset and Commercialization Hub, REACH, the project will provide capacity building, training and mentorship in technology commercialization, creative industries intellectual asset management, and product branding value capturing. The project was recently launched in Kingston. Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Reginald Budhan, says the launch of the initiative is a huge step for intellectual property IP development, not only in Jamaica, but for all regional partners involved.
The government fully supports this exciting venture. We believe in the unlimited potential of innovation and entrepreneurship. The basic notion that if you have an idea and are prepared to really work hard and overcome any difficulties you may encounter, you can eventually turn that idea into a reality. A reality that can impact not only your life, but that of your family, your community, or your country's economy.
The project is expected to provide an enabling environment to support the commercialization and monetization of the creative industries and intellectual assets in Jamaica and the wider region. Mr. Budhan says it will bring well-needed support to entrepreneurs and innovators and help to boost IP investments in the region. He points out that a business lab component of REACH is scheduled to begin in February 2017.
The business labs component of this initiative aims to equip delegates to run successful businesses and to successfully transform their ideas into viable enterprises. Today we want to encourage entrepreneurship in places where it can do the most good and in areas where it can have the greatest impact.
REACH is aimed at building the commercialization capabilities of competitively selected Caribbean entrepreneurs and firms. The project is being executed by the University of the West Indies in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, the World Intellectual Property Organization, the Young Americas Business Trust, in collaboration with Jamaica Intellectual Property Office. Director of the MONA Office for Research and Innovation at the UWI, Dr. Georgiana Gordon-Strawn, says the institution is pleased to be a partner in the REACH project.
For us, this is a natural partnership, as research and innovation is a core component of our mission and mandate. As an institution of higher education, we have been working on strengthening our framework and our support systems to promote research and development. And so we're really very, very happy to be a part of this initiative.
Multilateral Investment Fund Specialist at the IDB, Wayne Beecher, says the launch of the REACH initiative is timely, noting that the IDB recognizes that intellectual property and intangible entrepreneurial assets are critical ingredients in promoting, empowering, and facilitating the growth of SMEs.
That is why we're now creating an entire agenda around what we call the orange economy. The orange economy for us relates to businesses operating in a creative and cultural space enabled by technology in order to serve a social or development agenda.
Mr. Beecher says the Multilateral Investment Fund has worked with a number of partners over the years to create new kinds of innovations that can lead to competitive and globally relevant business propositions that can scale beyond Jamaica's population. In this regard, he says that the REACH project is of high importance to the IDB.
Our key vision really is to improve lives by creating safe, productive and dynamic economies. And it is within that respect that this project is completely aligned to our mission and mantra.
The objectives of the REACH program are to build IP asset management capabilities amongst SMEs, to foster a culture of licensing and to promote protection and monetization of IP assets. It also seeks to promote the use of patents as sources of research and build capacity to provide support to inventors and innovators. For more information on the project, visit the website reachcompetition.net.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.